Merci, Monsieur.
Thank you, Chair. We are very pleased to see you in the role of Chair of this open-ended working group and assure you of our full support. Before delivering this statement, Canada wishes to seize this opportunity to remind the fact that we utterly condemn the unjustified attack on a sovereign nation conducted by President Putin. This is a flagrant violation of international law and of the international order. Canada urges Russia to immediately put an end to all provocative, hostile acts against Ukraine. And we also call for the withdrawal of all military forces from the country. Chair, tensions on the ground and a deadlock at the CDR realities. But despite these challenging circumstances, we have decided to gather here today because this open-ended working group provides an opportunity to correct the course for our future. And we welcome this first session. We are certain that the discussions over the coming years will result in a set of norms that will enhance space security and will therefore preserve space for future generations.
Canada has called for a ban on ASATs. We have made hundreds of statements, submitted dozens of working papers, and chaired a CD ad hoc committee on outer space. Our advocacy has been consistent, our pursuit for greater measures of space security unwavering. Today, we build on this legacy. Canada is proud to join the United States in pledging not to conduct destructive direct descent anti-satellite missile testing. We encourage all nations to join us so that together we can make this a global norm towards enhanced space security. Canada recognizes that this is a first step, but it represents the most significant progress we have achieved to date. It is from humble measures that momentum for greater ones are built. After decades of stalemate at the CD, the time has come for a more pragmatic approach inspired by past successes. Through the development of the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, we have seen how agreed-upon norms, once established, are able to be codified into law. What the OEWG promises to address is the main challenge to treaty-making efforts, the lack of understanding amongst states about what conduct leads to misunderstandings that could fuel an arms race or conflict. Once that is established, translating this understanding into a treaty will be greatly facilitated. In closing, we encourage states to view the commitment Canada made today as evidence of our good faith in the OEWG. Canada's views are further elaborated in the working papers we have submitted this session, and we look forward to collaborating with all states to make this OEWG a success. Thank you.